In a world that constantly pushes us toward either-or choices, what if our most challenging problems actually require embracing contradictions rather than resolving them? When Satya Nadella transformed Microsoft's struggling culture, he credited paradoxical thinking as his secret weapon. Similarly, when Brené Brown interviewed the authors, she called their framework life-changing for navigating complex challenges. This revolutionary approach, both and thinking, has spread from Harvard Business School classrooms to Fortune 500 boardrooms, offering an alternative to the false choices that limit our potential. Paradoxes appear everywhere, from work-life balance to organizational strategy, presenting contradictory yet interdependent elements that exist simultaneously. Like the yin-yang symbol, these opposing forces define and require each other. The modern world, with its accelerating technology, diminishing resources, and expanding globalization, creates what might be called a perfect paradox storm, where these tensions become increasingly inescapable. Lego's near collapse illustrates how success can lead to downfall when organizations become trapped in either-or thinking. Despite controlling 80% of the construction toy market in the 1990s, their rigid adherence to tradition, "Over my dead body, will Lego ever introduce Star Wars?" left them vulnerable when digital toys emerged. Either-or thinking provides immediate relief from anxiety, but creates long-term problems through three vicious cycles: rabbit holes of intensification, wrecking balls of overcorrection, and trench warfare that leads to polarization and conflict. To navigate paradoxes effectively, we need approaches that foster virtuous rather than vicious cycles. Two key patterns emerge: mules, creative integrations, and tightrope walkers, consistent inconsistencies. Like mules combining the best traits of horses and donkeys, creative integration merges the strengths of opposing forces. Research shows that breakthrough thinkers like Einstein and Picasso excelled at Janusian thinking, combining opposing concepts, a skill available to anyone who views alternatives as paradoxical rather than oppositional. When creative integration isn't feasible, the tightrope walker approach involves making micro shifts between alternatives while maintaining focus on long-term goals. Work-life balance often demands this strategy, perhaps working late one night but prioritizing family the next. The most effective approach combines both patterns, finding creative integrations when possible while making consistently inconsistent choices when necessary. Our mindsets shape our approach to problems. Those with paradox mindsets see contradictions as natural and energizing, asking, "How can I accommodate both A and B?" Research shows they achieve better performance, innovation, and job satisfaction. Three tools help shift our thinking: accepting multiple truths, viewing resources as abundant, and approaching problems as situations to cope with rather than control. Well-designed boundaries enable both and thinking through three key strategies: linking to higher purpose, managing competing demands, and establishing guardrails. Purpose energizes persistence, unites opposing forces, and guides decisions, as illustrated by the bricklayer who saw beyond his task to envision building a cathedral for worship. Navigating paradoxes requires both separation and connection of opposing elements. At IBM, Janet Perna demonstrated this by assigning a new database project to a Toronto team while keeping California engineers focused on mainframe work. This separation maintained focus while allowing beneficial collaboration, with California engineers serving as consultants and viewing the new database as complementary to their work. Paradoxes trigger complex emotional reactions that require engaging both mind and heart. While paradoxical uncertainty is inevitable, suffering from it is optional. Three approaches help manage the emotional aspects: building in a pause, accepting discomfort, and broadening perspective. When facing paradoxes, our limbic system treats them as threats, triggering fight or flight responses. A pause allows us to engage our more developed brain for flexible responses instead of reactive ones. Breathing techniques create this essential pause. Dr. Ralph Garbeau's work with chronic pain patients demonstrates how monitoring heart rate variability and practicing autonomic rehabilitation can break vicious cycles where physical pain and emotional suffering reinforce each other. To navigate paradoxes effectively, we must also accept difficult emotions rather than rejecting them. When we deny negative emotions, they often return stronger, a phenomenon Daniel Wegener called ironic processing theory. His famous white bear experiments showed that instructing people not to think about white bears actually increased those thoughts. Have you ever noticed how trying not to feel anxious often makes you more anxious? Paradoxes demand approaches that enable learning and adaptation between competing demands. Being dynamic means staying open to new information and willingly rethinking decisions. Three tools enable this: measured experimentation, preparing for serendipity, and learning to unlearn. Measured steps help overcome our tendency to stick with approaches even when they no longer serve us. David Kelly of IDEO found designers often became too attached to initial solutions. His solution was rapid prototyping, building quick, low-cost models to test ideas without overcommitment. Serendipity can be cultivated through planned luck, as demonstrated by Honda's U.S. market entry. While their intended heavyweight motorcycles failed, executives riding lightweight 50cc bikes for errands caught Sears' attention, an unexpected opportunity that led Honda to capture 63% of the U.S. motorcycle market by 1965. When facing personal dilemmas like career choices, Both and Thinking offers a systematic approach for finding creative solutions. The most powerful tool is simply changing the question we ask. Instead of, should I choose A or B, we reframe to, how can I engage both and B? This seemingly small shift fundamentally alters our assumptions about competing demands, inviting us to see them as interdependent rather than mutually exclusive. For organizational leaders, creating an environment that embraces paradox means building the right context and inviting people into both-and thinking. When Paul Polman became Unilever's CEO in 2009, he embraced paradox through the Unilever Sustainable Living Plan, a bold vision where the company could be profitable by healing the planet and advancing life. He committed to cutting Unilever's environmental footprint in half and improving the health of over a billion people while simultaneously doubling profits. To build the right context, he linked organizational tensions to a higher purpose, built guardrails around paradoxical poles, diversified stakeholders, and encouraged experimentation. As physicist Niels Bohr noted, the opposite of a great truth is also true. Improvisational theater's yes-and approach demonstrates this principle. Instead of rejecting ideas with no but, it accepts the established reality and builds upon it. A paradox mindset shifts our view from scarcity to abundance. Like sharing a pizza where one person loves cheese and another prefers crust, apparent conflicts can become opportunities for mutual gain. The wisdom of paradox reminds us that life transcends our concepts and embraces contradictions. In our complex world, holding opposing ideas simultaneously isn't a weakness, but a strength to cultivate. Moving from either-or to both-and thinking opens us to creative solutions that integrate seemingly incompatible demands, enhancing our flexibility and resilience.